God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, in which fellowship I bring greetings from your fellow saints in Batavia, Illinois. Grace and peace to you from Him who loved us and has washed us from our sins in His blood. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. In Jesus' name, dear fellow redeemed, raise your hand if you are tired of political attack ads. I think we could probably agree this time of year, it tends to be a bit disheartening. Lots of promises are thrown out there. Tax cuts, the creation of millions of jobs, a safe future for you and your children. How much can we place our hope in these promises? Well, it really depends upon another kind of foundation, a foundation upon which they stand. Sometimes we call this a political platform. Yes, we hope. We hope our economy improves. We hope our families are kept safe. We hope our promises made by these we vote for are kept. However, the promises of this world are hardly the foundation for a certain hope. The strongest platform of man has weaknesses. It has great weaknesses. God's foundation, on the other hand, is different. His platform stands on a whole other level with no weaknesses. His reformation plan for this world are the foundation for a certain hope, a promise that will be kept. Our text comes from 2 Timothy chapter 4, by which we're reminded of what we just heard, that no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ, and God's promise is the foundation for hope. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convict, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you, be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of evangelists. Fulfill your ministry. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved His appearing. And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is God's word. No other foundation. No other foundation can anyone lay than the urgent preaching and teaching of God's gospel promises. No other foundation can give us a patient, steady, watchful hope. God's promise is indeed the foundation for a certain hope. Anything else is uncertain. Anything not resting on God's word, as we've already said today, stands on shifting ground, a shifting foundation. I hope I win the lottery. I hope I don't lose my job. I hope I get a good spot in line at the meal afterwards. Such hope is more of a wish than a confidence. And it's all based on temporal satisfaction. The hopes of this world rest in the here and now, whereas God's hope rests in eternity. Scratching itchy ears are the hopes of this world. How often do politicians do this? Scratch the itchy ears. Say what we want them to say, rather than what we need them to say. When we scratch these itches, what really happens when it comes to our spiritual needs? Doesn't it just make it want to itch more? Don't you want to keep scratching as you irritate that itch? Yeah, it satisfies you for a little time, but any hope that's not founded in Christ is a platform that will lose. And we've been told in our text, the judge of the living and the dead is coming. What hope do we have? Verse 2, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. God's campaign for reform does not waver. It's not founded in a person, a pastor, or a politician. The Lutheran Reformation was not about a movement of Luther. It was a movement of God's word among us. Preach the word. It's the word alone that can lay a foundation which will relieve your itch. The word builds a platform that won't let us down in every season. In a good season, a bad season, whatever you're going through, it will remain the same. It will build. Verse 8, finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. The crown awaits. As it says, it's already laid up. It's kept safe by God's promises. When you cast your vote, you'll have no real guarantee that that vote is going to get a certain person elected. But here's an election that's sure. A ballot cast in Christ. A certain outcome. Certain because God chose the right man for the job. He chose someone who could earn a crown of righteousness that could never be taken away, that is reserved in heaven for you. In the midst of the most depressing days where you are burdened with sin, those days where you just don't feel you're being the kind of Christian you should be, this remains a certain foundation. The righteous judge has declared us righteous, has declared you righteous, on account of Christ's life and death and resurrection. This is the meeting of the future and the present. In the Word, God brings to us a future hope for a present trouble. When God says something, it is something. It doesn't just exist out there, far off, but it comes near. It comes to us in the Word. Because when God says something, it's not going to let us down. That's why in the defense of the Augsburg Confession, we confess, the object of hope is properly a future event, while faith deals with both future and present things, and receives in the present the forgiveness of sins that is promised in the future, and even is ours now. God waits to give you this crown of glory. Your royal status before Him does not rest in what you haven't done, and it doesn't rest in the sins you have done. This is the Lutheran platform, something that stands on the objective truths of what Christ has done, that the Word gives us the forgiveness of sins. So be an evangelist, as it says in our text. In fact, be an angel. That's what the word evangelist really says, has the word angel in it, which means messenger. Be a messenger, watchful and suffering through all troubles for the sake of the message that you have. Get the word out. Herald the good news to the friend who thinks life is hopeless, to the coworker who keeps on hoping in things that are going to let him down, to your fellow Christian who feels that because of her sins, there is no hope. You have the platform in Christ to provide a real hope, not a wish, but a certainty. When we wonder about the future of our nation, let us not wonder about this, our future in Christ. Whether it's a good time or a bad time, God's promise remains the same, stable. From the cross to the empty tomb, God has laid a reform, an election for you that is certain. A crown laid up because of what is laid down. The platform that will never weaken. No other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. God's promise is the foundation for hope. Verse 18, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Indeed, as Amen declares, it is certain. Amen.